This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. This is Bradford Owls High School Football on WESV Sports, B107.5 FM, 1490 AM, WBRR,
FM.com.
Broadcasting live, the voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I'm your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts, broadcasting live alongside my color commentator, Cameron Snodgrass, my statistician, Mark Irvin, and tonight our intern, Truman, is in the building as well, Andrew Truman. We also have our sound engineer and producer back at the station, Igor, behind the ones and twos, as it were, tonight. It is the Owls' senior night from Parkway Field, their last home game of the season, and they will be hosting Carn City. The Gremlins come into town, a tough test for the Owls, though they have had their struggles this year. They come in with a 4-4 record, a handful of losses, most recently to Brookville last week. But some of the teams that they have wins over are also pretty strong teams. Win over St. Mary's, who the Owls lost to last week, Punxsutawney as well, and they share a lot of common opponents, but Carn City tonight, whose band is performing live on Parkway Field. A little bit of a funky setup here tonight for senior night. Apologize for the late start. The Marching Owls will have the entire halftime performance, and they just finished up with the senior night honorings for the senior football players and cheerleaders and band members. Now the Carn City Marching Gremlins have taken over, and then we'll get a little bit to a late kickoff. But that will be just a few minutes from now. Enough time for us to kind of preview the game a little bit. And we'll also get to the coaches show with Coach Jeff Puglio in just a moment. But first, Cam, let me bring you in here before we jump to Coach Puglio. Carn City tonight, we're going to see another strong running game from the Gremlins, and something that the Owls have struggled with all season long.
Well, Carn City, I mean, there's nothing. We were just looking at the stats before we got on air, and there's nothing that really jumps out that Carn City does. I mean, they don't have a lot of rushing touchdowns. It kind of looks like they play down or play up to the opponent, mm-hmm. and every game is usually pretty tight, but they are definitely run heavy. We saw that last year when we made the trip down to East Brady, and I mean, it's a lot of deception. It's a lot of moving parts in the backfield for Carn City, and they are bruisers, and they love to chew clock.
Yeah, their starting QB last year is now a senior, number 7, Eric Buer, if you remember calling his name a bit last year. Their main guy, as far as wide receivers go, is number 10, Micah Rupp. He's had a pretty nice high school career, really, but he's in his senior year as well. And that's a name that's popped off the page as well a few times. I believe he's got a couple of District 9 Players of the Week in his pocket. And their main guy out of the backfield, I believe, is going to be junior number 4, Luke Kramer. So three guys to keep our eyes on here tonight as the Owls will try to call some disruptions of their own. They come in with the 0-8 record, trying to get a win. It's senior night for the Owls. And that's something that I talked a lot to with Coach Jeff Puglio about this senior, the seniors on this team and kind of what they've gone through over the past couple years, as well as what they've gone through for the previous 8 weeks of the season. So we'll hear from him now for the Coaches Show with Jeff Puglio.
Welcome back to the Coaches Show with Coach Jeff Puglio here for Week 9, the Owls senior night and last home game of the year hosting Carn City. Thanks for joining me again today, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so Week 8 was homecoming night against St. Mary's and that darn Coudray family that's been terrorizing us for a couple years, and looks like they're going to be doing it for a couple more as well. They come away with a 31-0 win. You know, it was weird because there were times where the Owls defense looked swarming, looked very strong, a bunch of takeaways, and started the game really strong, started the second half really strong. St. Mary's was able to put up 31 points. So how do you, when they show those, the ability to come away with the interceptions and the fumble recoveries, but at the end of the game, you see the scoreboard and you're like, where exactly did this discrepancy happen? How do you try to even that out?
Well, I just think we got to take advantage of the turnovers. We got no points off of, I think we had 5 turnovers. So that's just something we've been struggling with, is getting any kind of consistency offensively. And then, you know, it starts and ends with the guys up front. We've been very inconsistent this year throughout the entire year with our offensive line play.
Yeah, and yeah, I believe it was five turnovers. It was a really nice game by some of the guys, especially if you go down, you know, just down the list and look at the individual accomplishments. Just wasn't able to put together an offense, as you said. But that was another kind of you would look at times and you would see Reese being really efficient. You know, didn't throw a lot of incomplete passes, but again, just unable to move the ball. Not a lot of big chunk yardage gains. So what's your plan this week on the offensive front?
Well, you know, we have a couple different concepts we run, and you know, our downfield concept, that's really hard because, you know, Talon needs time to get through the reads.
Yeah.
If we don't give him that kind of time, we're kind of limited on what kind of concepts we can use. We haven't been really able to sustain any kind of running game with any consistency, so that really puts a lot of pressure on us with the passing game. So without taking away our downfield concepts and just kind of limited to our quick throws, yeah, we'll pile up completions, but we can't get chunk yards. So like you said, it's hard to keep drives going because, you know, we're forced with a lot of third and long. So we've really been stressing that this week to, you know, we got to get time for Talon to get through his reads and get to the open guys, because they're there with our downfield concepts, but we just got to give him the time to be able to find them and make those connections.
And then mostly during the second half last week, we saw you start switching to that diamond formation a little bit. Is that something you want to incorporate a little more, or is that was that like a, all right, second half we got to make an adjustment? Are we going to be seeing more of that as the season wraps up here, or is that like a plan B type model?
We're trying to find different ways to get our playmakers the ball. We feel like we are, you know, trying really hard to get Troy Atkins and Lucas Lactash the ball in different ways. Jordy Thompson's been coming along as well as a freshman, playing a lot of football as a freshman. So we're trying to find different ways and different means to get them the ball in their hands other than just, you know, downfield throws. Teams have kind of caught on to that. They're bracketing, you know, Lucas, they're bracketing Isaiah Fitton on the outside.
Yeah.
So we can either get him the ball through screens or we can try some different formations. So that's all that was, just trying to get creative and try to distribute the ball a different way.
And then this week, looking ahead tonight, actually, against Carn City. Now, I've been able to follow them quite as closely last year as I have some of the closer teams. But what are we going to be seeing tonight from Carn City?
They're a traditional wing T team. We're very familiar with, you know, how that works. And, you know, Montauk ran a very similar offense. So it's going to be, you know, a challenge to us up front. Can we handle that? Can we reestablish the line of scrimmage? Because the thing that really slows down a wing T team is penetration. So really looking at our front tonight to kind of mess things up for them, really put some pressure on their center, and see if we can reestablish that line of scrimmage in their backfield. If we can't, they'll be able to get 4 or 5 yards to carry on us and kind of grind the clock out. And I think that's kind of the game they want to play.
And tonight being senior night, I'll give you the opportunity. One of the guys that we shouted out last week a bunch, just as kind of a guy that we don't get to say his name a whole lot, just the nature of the position, I guess, but is Alex Gangloff, who's been a really steady presence. He's been the center. There's been, you know, no issues between, you know, snaps and transitions and stuff like that. And he's done a really good job on the other side of the ball, too, defensively. He's a guy that that should get some praise. But being senior night, I'll give you the opportunity. Anybody else you want to give a shout out and give you some time to thank some of your seniors?
Well, this senior group's really special to me, too. Haven't had the greatest career if you're just counting wins and losses. And, you know, unfortunately, the way it works, you know, that's kind of what we're judged on. But I caution people to do that and just kind of solely look at the wins and losses, see the growth these guys kind of have gone through in 4 years. Played through the COVID year, the shutdowns, played through all the, you know, the quarantines and, you know, us not knowing a lineup from week to week for the last two seasons.
Yeah.
They're a very resilient group. They show up every day ready to work. And, you know, I think people should kind of cut them some slack on records right now because I'm just really happy in how they play the game, how they carry themselves, and how they represent the school.
Yeah, bottom line, I think there's some bigger things that you can focus on, especially for the kids, and appreciate them, you know. So hopefully then go out tonight and have a good time on senior night against Carn City. And I thank you for joining me again today, Coach.
Yep, thanks for having me. Let's go out.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, WR Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant,
Okotoji Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Bradford, B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back to Parkway Field. The Owls are just about ready to take to the field. We've got the Marching Owls lined up. The Gremlins have already been announced. They brought a nice creative sign to run through here down on the field, which was quite a sight. And, you know, they got a warm welcome here, I think, with the band able to play pregame, which is unusual, but because of senior night, and then they took to the field. Now the Owls come out, and they're all blacks, and this senior crew will play their last game from Parkway Field here tonight against Carnes City. Let's run through what we know for the starting lineup real quick, brought to us by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. I do believe we're going to be hearing the national anthem here momentarily, but what we know of the starting lineup for sure is that sophomore quarterback Talon Reese will be taking the field. We've got Troy Adkins in the backfield alongside Jordy Thompson, the freshman who's seen a lot of playing time this year, and Nate Girdlestone has been used more and more in the backfield as the season continues. Lucas Lactash is a wide receiver that they is one of the guys that they moved into that diamond formation that I talked to Jeff Puglio about during the coach's show. We'll also see AJ Gleason, I believe, back tonight. He is dressed and ready to go, returning from his two-game automatic suspension after the ejection. Matt Perry, Isaiah Fitton, and then on the offensive line will be Luke Kerr, Landon McGarry, Alex Angoff at center, Joe Carey, and Ian DeGoyler. And that's your starting lineup for tonight, brought to you by Kathy Obermeyer at ERA Team VP Real Estate. We are set now for the national anthem. All that is left is that, and we are ready for kickoff. So we'll be back in 60 seconds with the start of Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji Substation is the friendly, fun place to enjoy made-to-order fresh homemade food. Tender Italian bread-made subs, plus specialty pizzas, wings, burgers, and lots of games for everyone to enjoy. It's also your one-stop fast beer shop, featuring a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beers, including Toji's daily Bucka beer specials. Toji Substation, for over 50 years, the friendly, fun place for the whole family. Open every day at 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Owls Senior Night. Last week was Owls homecoming night. They had them back-to-back this year, their last two home games of the season. That was the loss to St. Mary's. 31-0, I believe, was the final score. They just put us into the mercy rule there late in the fourth quarter. But the Owls now have been shut out in back-to-back weeks following their week 7 and week 8. So they're going to want to come out and come out on all cylinders tonight, Cam.
Yeah, I mean, the last 2 weeks really have been a struggle offensively for the Owls. And they got to get something going. And I think they have a pretty good opportunity to do that against Carnes City. They have allowed a lot of yard stats through the air. And they do well shutting down the run, but I think Talon has an opportunity tonight, especially senior night. You're going to have the boys motivated to come out firing. It's their last game in Parkway, so hopefully they can put together a few things and get on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen Talon, who's obviously a sophomore, and he's going to go through the learning experiences that a starting sophomore quarterback will, and we've seen kind of everything that is going to be required of him. We just haven't seen it all at the same time. Last week, you weren't here for the St. Mary's game, but he was very efficient. He picked his spots. He spread the ball around. He made a lot of short throws, But not a lot of incompletions, just couldn't move the ball downfield effectively. And that, you know, that lent itself to a lot of punts and a lot of turnovers. But we have seen in previous weeks him take some of the shots downfield, the guys like Lucas Laktash, Isaiah Finn. So if he can put both of those things together, if the offensive line allows him to put both of those things together, we can find success here tonight for sure.
Yeah, and the one thing with Talon and what people need to realize is Talon's not your Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers type quarterback. He kind of falls into that Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins, doesn't really pop off, but efficiency is key. And when Talon's efficient, we've seen the Owls move the ball down the field rather than taking the 14, 15-yard strikes or the, you know, the deep passes, take the 5 yards while they're there. Cause if you're getting 5 yards of completion, every two plays, you're getting a first down.
Right.
And I think that's what Talon's focus needs to be, is just to keep the chains moving and don't look for the home run shot.
Speaking of some of those guys, not necessarily known as the downfield throwers, but both of the guys you mentioned are all both also known as like more mobile quarterbacks, which we have seen Talon start to get into a little bit more here as the season goes on. He's definitely a pocket passer and he sticks it out in there. We've seen him take some big hits in there too. But last week specifically, and as the season has gone on here this year, we have seen him start to move out a little bit. I remember last week specifically, there was one really nice play where the Owls were going from right to left on the radio, and he rolled out and escaped the pocket, almost like a throwback Big Ben Roethlisberger play, where he just extended everything and threw a strike about 25 yards downfield. And it was one of the nicest plays we'd seen from him all year. If he can use his legs a little bit, you know, if the pocket isn't holding up, to extend, to escape and extend those plays, I mean, it's going to add a whole new element to his game. So that should be exciting to see moving forward as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, the second you make a quarterback two-dimensional, you're going to have to add that extra player on defense to now pay attention to QB1, which ultimately is going to take a man out of coverage, and it's going to open up routes. You're going to get a lot more man rather than zone. And that makes life easier for the quarterback. I mean, the goal isn't to have Talon get out of the pocket. Like, he wants to sit in the pocket and pick apart the defense. But with the legs, and when you can threat that, then you add that extra dimension that I think can be helpful moving forward.
So it looks like the Owls will kick off to start tonight. They'll be going from left to right on your radio. The Guardians are, or Gremlins, rather, are set to return. And we are up and underway. A high kick that doesn't go too far, caught at about the 26-yard line, returned with pushed back, rather, all the way back to where he caught it. Obviously, forward progress is going to put him up near the 32, but the Owls came out kind of fiery on that one.
Yeah, I mean, kicker Lucas Laktash was one who made the tackle. He was the first one there to greet him.
He did the
him.
Same thing last week. The first punt in the game, he did the same thing.
He's an unreal athlete.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of fun to watch this year as Laktash is kind of coming to his own. And he's one of the guys that are being recognized tonight here on senior night as the Owls defense takes the field for the first time. Here comes Booer and the Gremlins.
Yep, we're seeing the typical wing tee.
Yeah, wing tee, man in motion. It's going to be a rollout to the left side. And looks like they'll get about 5 yards on their first down carry.
The Owls did a good job right there containing on the outside run. They just got to make sure when the defensive end is playing contain that the outside linebacker is going to come over and force him either out of bounds or back in towards the players. All in all, said right there, that could have been uglier and only given up 6 yards. So not a bad start.
That was Nate Gehring with the first carry of the game, and he came right out and was subbed out. So here is a pitch. Now to the right tackle, and that's going to be good for a first down. Guts to midfield and pushes forward for a couple extra at the 48-yard line in Bradford territory.
And that's where teams have been finding success against the Owls is the middle.
Yeah.
Like, right, going attack in the middle of the defense. And we just saw it right there in that play. Just the Owls got to be smart. Know your assignments. Like I say every week, know your gap assignments because it's huge, and stay home, especially against a team that runs wing tee.
Yeah, we did talk early in the season about shoring up the ends, but the through the middles have really been the bigger issue. Now, here's some disruption in the backfield, but we've got flags all over the place.
That's going to be a face mask on the Owls. Jesse Taylor got a little too much metal on his hands right there.
Yeah, he came through with a full head of steam and just kind of reached out to grab the ball carrier on another handoff play. And unfortunately, got a handful of mask and whipped him around. So I think we'll be seeing the longer 15-yard. So there's the personal foul call. And it is the 15-yard, not the 5. So that will move the chains again for Karn City.
Yeah, he just got – he got in there, and Jesse's an incredible athlete too in his own right, and I'm happy to see him starting the game tonight. But, yeah, I mean, he had the beat on him. He just was in arm's reach, and
yeah,
the kid ducked his head a little too low, and Jesse just got a little too much metal in his hands.
Now, did get a couple of Owls with good penetration on that play, so maybe something to there. Here's a run on the right side for a short gain by Nathan Hess. And it looks like about a 4-yard run.
Yeah, and the defensive lines on that play, Jimmy, they kicked out, which opened up the linebackers to come in and clean it up. And that's honestly what they should be doing this game, to fill in that metal, is to kick out the defensive tackles.
And we've seen a couple rotations on the defense this year. As you mentioned, Taylor getting some action here early. A.J. Gleason is back in the game. He's back in the free safety position. Here's another run on 2nd and 6. And that's going to go right up the middle for another, about 4 yards. And it'll bring up a 3rd and 1.
Yeah, at some point on defense, they're going to – probably on this play, you might see them send A.J. here, because Karn City, they don't want to pass the ball. If they can control the clock, like we were saying in the pregame, if they can control the clock, kill it as much as possible. But I would entertain the idea of sneaking AJ up, which they are right now.
And here comes that. Another run right up the middle this time. And that is going to be good for another first down. So the Owls unable to stop on 3rd and short. And Karn City moves to the 22-yard line.
No, that wasn't a bad job on defense by the Owls.
No, just a bit too much.
Yeah. They
almost had the 4th.
It was overkill in a sense. Like, they over pursued it, and it was just a simple dive.
Here's an I formation and drops back. Pass off to the left side, and it is off the fingertips of Michael Rupp. A rare dropped pass for him. Boer delivered that one nicely over the shoulder, and Rupp couldn't haul it in.
No, and there's yellow fabric on the field. I didn't get to see what that was. Either a holding or a late hit.
Well, we'll see. It's being picked up now, so we should get our call here momentarily. Nice job on coverage that time.
Roughing the passer.
For the Owls, but roughing the passer will cost them. And that will move the chains again for Karn City.
I mean, early on, what you don't want is 2 penalties for 30 yards, because you just flip positions on 2 different things where you had them dead on the right, so just got to the quarterback a little too late.
It also puts the Gremlins deep in the red zone now, starting off at the 12-yard line with a 1st and 10. Here's a roll out to the right side, handoff, and another flag as that one goes for a gain of about 4 or 5.
Now, I'm certain this one's coming back. This is going to be a holding on Karn City.
So Girdlestone on the tackle stops him after a few yard gain there on the run to the right side. But Karn City, you know, getting most of their yardage on the run, which we expected. They've only really attempted 1 pass and have been helped out tremendously by a couple of early penalties.
Yeah, this one came back to bite them. On the jet sweep on that play, the running back who got out there got a little too much outside jersey, which the referees do not like.
So we've got a 10-yard penalty, brings up a 1st and 20, and this one is whistled dead, offsides before the play can get off. So the Owls get called for offsides, and that gives them 5 yards back. It's still a 1st and 15.
Yep, shooting themselves in the foot early on.
Yeah, they got 1 friendly penalty, but 3 against them. Here's a little handoff to the right side. A little trickery involved there with the fake. But that one does go for about 9 yards. And it gets them back into where they would have been without the holding penalty on their original first down. Second and 6 with 8 minutes left in the first quarter. Here's a handoff to the left side. And wow, that was
close.
That was right down at the goal line. I believe they've got to march short. Really nice job there to sell the fake. Boer faked the handoff to the fullback, sold it well, and then gave it to the tailback and puts it right on the goal line for a first and goal.
Well, the defense needs to be ready for a quick snap here.
I mean, the only play to run
yep.
is the QB sneak, and they elect not to do so. But they find the end zone regardless for a Carn City touchdown, and they take an early lead here with 7:25 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, there was a simple handoff. There's not much. There's nothing fancy about what they ran.
The offensive line has kind of been winning the battle here so far through the first few minutes. And here's the extra point up, splits the uprights and is good. And Carn City takes a 7-0 lead over the Owls on senior night, 7:25 left in the first. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football, coming off the Carn City touchdown. 1 yard touchdown run, a very short yard at that. That puts the Gremlins up 7-0. And now the Owls will take their first offensive possession of the game. Our first quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstake is Jesse Kinney. Jesse Kinney will be our first winner tonight. If the Owls score here in the first quarter, Jesse, you'll win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls are held scoreless for the next 7 minutes and 25 seconds, you'll win a free lunch special from Toji's Substation. Carn City set to kick off.
Well, the Owls got to not shoot themselves in the foot on this drive offensively. Number one, do your job. Number two, move the football.
Number one, do your job. Here's a booming kick that is going to be caught inside the 5-yard line, returned by Lucas Lactash to the 20 and across the 25, pushes forward to the 30. Flags already flying.
That's a coming back.
And yeah, as you mentioned, that is most likely going to be a hold on the Owls. Anytime you see the flag come that deep on the side of the return team. And, yeah, that'll be a holding on Bradford.
Hey, that kicker had a boot, though, yeah?
That thing flew, man. And it wasn't a short. It wasn't a low kick either. No. I mean, it had plenty of hang time. But to nail that inside the five was an impressive kick here. I mean, it's warmed up a little bit this week from the previous weeks, and that allows for, you know, some better kicking, but it's still not enough to make that not a surprise. Right. I did not see that coming. Here's first and 10 for Reese. He pitches out to the right side, and it's going to be Adkins, I believe, and still pushing forward is Troy Adkins, and I believe he's going to be good for a first down, a gain of about 12 yards.
If Carn City is going to sell out like that every single play, you run that same play every single time, because if you can get out in front of 8 defenders, you're going to do quite well. I don't think they're going to send that again. That was an all-out.
I can't imagine they'll do it every time. But, yeah, if they if they seem to catch him on the right plays, that could be a very successful. Here's Adkins again coming off to the right side. And that's going to be another nice little run and a gain of 5, maybe 6 yards.
Hey, early on, getting Troy Adkins involved. He's looking like a dog out there.
Dog.
That's going to open up the pass game for Mr. Talon Reese.
Yeah, gain of 5 makes it a 2nd and 5. And as you said, if you get 5 yards every time.
Mm-hmm.
And Reese with split backs now takes the snap. This one will be a handoff to Thompson. Thompson with the stutter step in the backfield, trying to break some tackles. He does get away from one and then is gang tackled for a loss. And we'll see just how far back this one goes.
Well, that was supposed to be a counter run. And then Jordy Thompson bumped into Troy Adkins and it slowed down everything. And then Troy made an incredible block, but you can't block 4 guys at once.
So. Right. So he actually forward progress got him back to the line of scrimmage, which is good. Still 3rd and 5. And now Reese with double twins will take the snap, drop back, look to his right side, check down. It's over the middle and caught for a 1st down and ran down to the 47-yard line.
Freshman Logan Kohler.
He's good to fast. See Kohler getting involved early.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta. I mean, he's not the biggest kid that's on the football field, but probably has one of the biggest hearts and is one of the best athletes on the field. He's incredibly quick.
Had an absolutely beautiful catch last week that was called back. It was actually on that rollout play from Reese that I talked about in pregame. And here is 1st and 10. This pass is tipped and falls incomplete from the 42, and that'll bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Owls.
No, I want to compliment number 50 on our team there because it doesn't Joe Carey. It doesn't look like much, but that could have been a fumble, and Joe Carey was the only person that ran to that football. And that tells you that, I mean, these guys are willing to do what it takes, and there's some football IQ out there. Because not many people will go chasing after that, because that could have easily been a fumble and just sat there dormant.
Split backs for Reese again. Carey's another one of the younger guys that has gotten more playing time as the season's gone on. He's a sophomore this year. Sends a man out in motion. And a little shovel pass to Thompson. Gets fighting to get through the line, and he gets a positive.
I think that was Girdlestone. 27.
27 is Girdlestone. Yeah, is that? Yeah, you're right. Yep, it is Girdlestone.
Hey,
gain of 3 on the play.
Me being a coach, I love the shovel pass.
We've seen it used, here and there this season, and pretty effectively at times. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 7, and Reese is going to go with an empty backfield. Trips to the right, and 2 receivers to the left. Takes the snap, drops back. He's looking to his left side. And it is short of Adkins. So that brings up a 4th and 8. And I expect to see Laktash.
Armchair quarterback time. when you're a quarterback, so you got to make your reads. And the one thing that I've noticed with Talon, which will come with age and as you play more, is you got to start looking off defenders. And he was only looking at.
Towards the left,
the left side.
Here's a booming punt from Laktash that bounces inside the 20. It's really perfected that top spin to give every punt a friendly Bradford roll. And 10 players on the field from Carn City on that one. It's a bold strategy, Cotton, but they do get a couple of yards on the return to about the 22-yard line.
It's not how I would do it.
It's not typically how you'd want a punt return to go, but
maybe they're trying to fool us.
Gremlins got away with them there.
Well, that's why they're named the Gremlins. They're doing little gremlin stuff there. Little sneaky snake stuff.
Give them some water late, see what happens. 1st and 10 for Boer and Carn City. And the Owls defense will get back to work. Here is a run off to the right side. And another pretty nice chunk here on 1st down as Carn City fights forward for about 6 yards.
I'm going to sound incredibly unique when I say this, but Carn City's going to do Carn City things, and nothing's going to look super crazy what they do. It's going to be runs up the middle, runs to the outside with the occasional rollout pass mixed in. They got to start generating some pressure.
If the offensive line is winning the battle more often than not, then that's going to work. And they are here on 2nd down as well as their back this time, breaks through for a first down all the way to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, not that. That running back's
that one was Hess.
He's a little lightning fullback, bolt. Yeah. He's not the other fullback.
No, they have a couple of fullbacks. Hess is the one we've seen the most here so far.
I heard number 18 was a stud. Maybe we'll see
if
later.
if he enters the game later. Yeah, he is.
Hey, that's a play. That's a ball. That's a fumble.
So a loose ball, and the Owls have recovered, I do believe. And they have possession. So the Owls will take over inside the 40, Carnes City territory. We saw last week they had four or five takeaways. At least two of them were fumble recoveries. They get an early one here with 3:22 left in the first quarter. And they will take over with excellent field position.
And I think that was Evan Whitmore who forced the fumble and recovered it. He got his arms right on the ball carrier, like right where the running back had it tucked in. And he went in for the punch and got it out. So
looking like a dog.
Dog.
Here's first and 10 for Reese. Empty backfield. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks to the left. And he's got a man downfield. I believe it is caught. And it is for a first down and much more as the Owls break into the red zone. At the 12-yard line is Lucas Laktash.
Well, Talon did a good job because he went in his progressions. He read right to left.
Yes. And
progressions for the folks at home who don't understand, it's when you're looking at your receivers, or you look from the right to left, left to right. Usually it's right to left with the right arm quarterback, and he did a good job of looking it off to the right and then finding Laktash wide open.
Yeah, initially looked toward his right side receivers and then came to Laktash to the left. Here is was that a direct snap to Laktash? It was, and they unfortunately get some pretty good separation right off the line, does Carnes City, and it's going to be a gain of one.
Laktash runs with so much anger and pent up energy, and I felt bad for the Carnes City guy who had to deal with that coming right at him.
Reese with, I believe, Thompson in the backfield, and Tripps on the right side. It's going to be a pitch. No, it is Atkins back there, and he's going to run the first man over.
Oh, he's going.
Break inside the five, and I believe he was stopped short.
He was well
on his way as he busted through that first defender. I mean, a full-on Madden truck stick on that first defender, and then got wrapped up by two or three more. Still was able to fall forward, but stopped right on the goal line for a first and goal.
Troy Breaker ankles Atkins.
Now, I sure would love to see a Talon Reese QB sneak on this one, as you know how much I love the sneak on the 1 yard line. Yeah, but they have run that diamond formation, and there's the sneak.
Is he going to get in?
Boy, I don't know if he did.
Oh, that's going to be close. Do it again. Is Talon a basketball player?
They have him short. No, Talon hasn't played at the varsity level yet, anyways. I don't believe I've seen him as a basketball player. I think he's a baseball player. Mm. Here's another diamond. Still right on the goal line. This one's going to be a handoff and broken through, I believe, Laktash.
Yes, sir.
With the touchdown. And the Owls get their first TUD in the last 3 weeks. And will attempt now to tie or take a one-point lead over Carnes City, depending on the call here.
Yeah, if I'm Mr. Laktash, I'm paying my two leading blockers right there. I'm going to take them out to dinner at Toji's. We're getting them a lunch special at Toji's for setting up some incredible blocks because they opened a massive hole for him.
So the point after try is up and looks good from here. Signaled good. And we have a tie game with 1:18 left in the first quarter, 7-7. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for the Owls senior night on WESB Sports. Following the Bradford touchdown, 1 yard run from Lucas Laktash. Extra point was good, and that ties up the game 7-7. It also makes the winner of a free dinner from the value pack menu from Toji's Family Restaurant of Jesse Kinney. Here's the ensuing kickoff, caught at about the 28-yard line, and Carn City plowing through and approaching the 45, stopped at the 44, is, I believe, number 21 for Carn City, Levi Hawk.
Hey, that was a good run. What you need to pay attention to, because I've seen Carn City do it before the season, where they will run kind of a hook and ladder on a kick return or a pitch. And they were setting it up for if that wasn't a short kick, because that kick returner was sitting there waiting. So I always need to pay attention to that.
Well, good field position for Carn City nonetheless. First and 10 from the 44. Here's a handoff to the fullback up the right tackle, and that's going to be a gain of about 3 yards.
Yeah, not a bad play. I always looked a bit more fired up after that touchdown.
I believe so, yeah. A little momentum building up. Their first TD in a couple of games. So you got to imagine it feels good to finally break through and get on the board.
Yes, sir.
The free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu for Jesse Kinney, which you can enter Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes today at either location, Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation. It's totally free, and we've got four winners every week, and there is one regular season game left after tonight. Here's your 2nd and 7 from Carn City. It's another run up the middle, as we have come to expect. Levi Hawk again, and this one good for another 3 or 4 yards. Bring up a 3rd and 3 as the first quarter comes winding down.
Hey, that was a good tackle by Evan Whitmore. Good little shoestring tackle.
Whitmore coming through on the defense here early. And that will be the end of one. There's the Owls here on senior night. Evens the score with Carn City. It is 7-7 with the second quarter approaching. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
WESB Sports.
Back for the start of the second quarter. Here is 3rd and 3 for Carn City. It's a run to the right side. Good for a first and broken free at the 35 and across, tripped up inside the 25 and to the 23-yard line. And that again is that Carn City run game.
Methodical.
That was
quarterback error.
It's like they're able to just keep pounding through because they always at least get a few yards. And every once in a while they break open for a chunk gain like that.
Jim, do you see how big that right tackle is for Carn City? Holy.
Here's another run right up the gut and broken tackle. Holy cow. A downhill run there from the Gremlins and a gain of about 9, maybe 8.
The Owls can come a little bit lower, not tackle at the shoulder pads and tackle at the waist, or they would limit the broken tackles.
That was Levi Hawk again. He has had the past few carries and finally is going to come out to the sideline for at least a play, but leaves the Gremlins with a 2nd and 2. In the power eye formation is Boer. Takes the handoff, drops back. It's going to be a pass to the right side. Got his man. Jump ball, and it goes incomplete.
The Owls got lucky there that Boer went that way, because that monster, that behemoth out there from Carn City, was wide open on a seam.
They went over to Rupp, who is
you know, his favorite target on the year. But two times he's gotten, well, the first pass was, he probably should have hauled that in. That one was more of a 50-50 ball, and a nice job by the defender. Was it fitting on the?
Yeah.
Atkins. Oh, it was Troy. On the defensive play there, made a play on the ball. Here's a handoff on third and short, and this one's going to be smacked, I think, by Gleason. Not until after the first down, but an early bid here for the Love Toyota collision of the game as AJ Gleason laid the boom.
I felt that up here.
Yeah, that did not look pleasant.
No, what amazes me is that the kid still broke the tackle and fought for it.
Popped back up, too, as well. Yeah, that one does get him inside the 10. And lined up for a first and goal from the 7-yard line. So Carn City knocking at the door, trying to take another lead. Going to bring this one in for a diamond formation and goes to the tailback, who is Levi Hawk again, and a gain of about 2. Another pretty big hit here.
I'm fighting every urge not to make a hawk noise.
I almost kind of wish you would, if I'm being honest, but, you know, I've got the headphones on, might hurt my ears.
That's
for second and goal, rather, from the 5. It'd be like comically,
yeah,
like high pitched and everything, right?
Oh, for yeah, sure. I would never.
Right.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it.
What am I even saying?
Way. Yeah.
Second and goal from the 5. Sends a man in motion, pitches it out to him. And they're going to be fighting at the goal line. Looks like he's broken through, and that is good for another Carn City touchdown. This one is Mason Martin, his first TD of the night.
Sounds like a NASCAR driver, yeah.
Mason Martin?
Yeah,
driver. Yeah, I had him as like a top 10 prospect for some AAA affiliate MLB team.
Did you? I have him driving
Mason
the,
Martin, yeah.
The 71 Lone Depot car.
Carn City lines up for the extra point. It is down, the kick is up, and that is about perfect, about as good as you can ask for on a PAT, and that makes it 14-7 with 9:31 left in the first half. Bradford Owls trail, Carn City. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. 9 minutes and 31 seconds left in the first half, and Carn City just took a 7-point lead on a 5-yard touchdown run from Mason Martin. Makes it 14-7, and the Owls will get the ball back here. And that'll be their first offensive possession of the second quarter. Second quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Doyle Harris. Doyle Harris, good luck this quarter. Either way, you're already a winner.
Doyle rules.
Here is the kick, another booming kick. This one caught at about the 10, and let's see, across the 25, smacked at about the 26-yard line. Pretty big hits here in the last couple of minutes, Cam.
Hey, this type of football I love. I love physical football. My guy.
Last week and even the previous week before that, where temperatures had dropped a little bit. Last week was probably the coldest game of the year. This week, temperature is up a little bit. But it's still pretty nice for high school football weather.
Talent's just snapped the ball right now. He has one uncovered.
He's got trips to the left side, and we'll hand it off to Atkins, crossing field over to the right, and he might have got a yard on the carry.
Yeah, he had a Logan Kohler. There was no one on Logan Kohler. He only had 2 in coverage on the right-hand side, closer to us, closer to the closer to the sideline to us. It was there.
So here's split backs for Reese on 2nd and 9. Got twins to the right side. He's going to look that way for a bubble screen, and it's completed. And a few yards on that one should bring up about a 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6 maybe.
If talent stays true to that, and is just taking these 3, 4, 5 yard chunks at a time, they shouldn't have any problem marching their way down the field.
No, the issue they've run into is they can do that, but they usually get that one incomplete or the one loss, and that brings up the fourth. That was complete to A.J. Gleason for a gain of about two, brings up a gain of about three, brings up a third and six. Here's Reese scrambling, and he's going to keep it, and is gunning for the sideline. He's going to be just a couple yards short of the first down.
Oh, no, they waited him out. They lost yards.
Wow, they got him early. Yeah, I guess a loss of a yard. Must have touched the out of bounds. Looked like they had him closer to the, looked like he had it closer to the 35. Instead, he's marked out at about the 30 for a fourth and long, and that'll bring Laktash and the punt unit out. And Laktash booms one. The return man is retreating inside the 20, touches it and falls, and the Owls, I believe, have fallen on top of it. It's going to be close, but I think the Owls might have got to that one. Andrew Giordano. Carn City somehow was able to wrestle it out.
No
but
idea.
Giordano got there.
Man, that was close.
Yeah, it was an excellent punt by Laktash. Who,
yeah,
again,
if we can do that every time.
We talked about this last week a little bit. He must have been putting in some work on the punt because he's mastered a top spin that gives him just as soon as the ball hits the ground, it shoots.
Yeah.
Towards the end zone, and that one did that. It goes inside the 20. It was touched by the Carn City return man as he fell forward, and then Giordano came running in. They both got to it about the same time, but it looked like Giordano had a better position to grab it somehow. Somehow the Gremlins player was able to pull it away from him.
Well, is that what do we got going on here?
Looks like a second huddle. Mm.
Yeah, looks like an equipment issue.
Yeah,
on the sideline.
On the sideline there for their first down markers is now we've got players running over to the sideline. I don't know what's going on. 7:58 left in the first half, and I wonder if we'll need to take a media timeout here if this goes on any longer.
Yeah, it looks like they're waving them over. They got some work to do.
We'll take a Tax-In timeout in the meantime. It's brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 Lewis Run with the best handmade pierogies around. It's 14-7 Carn City leads with 7:58 left in the first half. A Tax-In timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field. Looks like they have the equipment on the sideline figured out here, but they have granted each team a timeout, so they'll let them take their full time and should be back to the action here momentarily.
Well, while we have a little bit of time, we can talk about what the Owls are doing well.
Yeah.
And offensively, if Towns, if he can hit a stride and not get pushed out, and like I said, he finds success, or when the Owls are successful offensively, is when these quick hits are working, like these quick passes, and not taking the shots deep downfield, because those come naturally. If you force it, you're going to force incompletions, you're going to force turnovers. You just got to let that come naturally and kind of hit it at the right time. But they got to establish the run because they already gotten away from it.
Well, what you mentioned, and it's kind of a almost a throwaway. I mean, maybe it seems obvious, or maybe it's just such a little thing that you don't realize how important it is. But you mentioned it on that last possession. It was Talon just looking away.
Mm-hmm.
Talon looking away from his and not telegraphing those passes. I mean, you talk about it in just about every sport that involves passes. You have to look away. You can't let the defense know where that's going to go. And as soon as he did that, he found success. And here's a first and 10 from Carn City as we get back to the action. It's going to be a short gain on another run up the middle.
And that's smart. And that, this is how the Owls have to. So when you're clearly overmatched in the size department between in the trenches, you're going to win low 98% of the time because you're not going to outmuscle them. And going low, getting after the thighs or the shoelaces, that's how you're going to win these battles.
Here's your second and 8. And the Gremlins take off to the right side with another run. And boy, they just push forward. And the entire team really is battling against the other. And that's good for a first down just off, you know, pure team grunting it out.
Well, and again, you had three or four Owls tackling high.
Yeah.
And if you're a runner,
and then you get pushed backwards.
Yeah. And if you're a runner running the ball, that makes your life a lot easier because you still have all your power. All your power comes from your legs and your hips. If you have nothing there to stop that, you're going to keep moving no matter what happens. And you get a little push from the linemen. They got to start tackling a little bit lower.
Up to the 28-yard line is Carn City, first and 10. And there's going to drop back for a pass. He's got his cup, his man cup deep. And it's caught and hauled in inside the 35 at the 34. Micah Rupp, rather, not Cup. I guess I was thinking of the Rams.
I don't blame you. He's wearing number 10.
He is wearing number 10. You're right. Tall, too. So
that was a good little pass by.
Yeah, that one, that was the play that they've looked at last. Their only passing play, really, is just try to get Bradford in a lull, looking for a run, and then send Rupp out long. And this one he's able to haul in for a big gain. First and 10 at the 39. Gremlins send a man in motion, and he will take the handoff. Cuts up field and is brought down for, I believe, a loss of a yard. Nice job by the Owls. Not fooled on that one.
No, they did a good job, but Carn City got away with murder right there. Not in that sense, but they got away with a block and a massive block in the back. That should be, that ball should be coming back another 10 yards.
Instead, we'll have a second and 11 at the 35-yard line. As the Owls look to hold Carn City to this one possession lead that they're currently at, 14-7 with 5.5 minutes left in the first half on senior night. Gremlins get back to work. Here is Boer over to the left side for a bubble screen. It's caught and a gain of about 5 should bring up about a 3rd and 6. AJ Gleason on the tackle.
Yeah, I think, and Mark's over here letting us know, AJ Gleason and Evan Whitmore both have 5 tackles each so far in the first half.
A couple of dogs, and Gleason also with that early bed for the Love Toyota collision of the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anytime he plays football, if he's on the football
just
field,
about,
he's going to get it, probably.
Yeah, just about. Here's 3rd and 6, and a handoff sweeped out to the right side. And that's going to be good for a first, I believe, as he approaches the sideline near the 20. Should move the chains by a couple yards.
Oh, and the Owls had him stop there, too. Yeah. They had contain, and they snuck the running back out and ran the option. They were that close. They had him for a big loss.
Yeah, nice play there from Carn City, drawn up on the perfect defensive call by the Owls to just kind of, they had the penetration, but Carn City was able to use that to their advantage and get out around them. Brings up the first down from the 20-yard line.
Well, you got to hammer down now.
Hammer down.
Hammer down now.
Here comes Boer out of the shotgun. He's looking left.
And
he's
there
in
it
trouble,
is.
And he's wrapped up and brought down
Girdlestone.
By Girdlestone for a big loss.
Give him the old 1-2.
It was a loss of about 8 yards. Nice job by Nate Girdlestone to get there in the backfield. As Boer went out of the shotgun, hasn't gone out of the shotgun very often here tonight. he was looking over to the left, and Girdlestone came up behind him on the blind side and was able to wrap him up, bring him down here as a second and 18. Another man in motion.
Reverse.
Little reverse handoff. And they get a nice chunk of that back. And we've got some fired up AJ Gleason.
Oh, he's going to so be called. He has every right to be mad after the whistle was blown. He got thrown to the ground and then he's upset about it.
Yeah, late hit on Gleason. He comes up to the ref afterwards. And the ref instead, the ref never gets the first guy. They get the second guy.
Oh, 100% of the time.
And if anybody should know that, should be AJ Gleason.
Yep.
He's been the second guy all year long.
No. 60% of the time, it works 100% of the time.
And that's they're going to talk about it and chat it over, and we'll see. Hopefully, I mean, maybe best case is probably an unsportsmanlike here. Depending on what was said, he could be looking at something more serious. And hopefully one of the refs saw the late hit. Maybe it'll cancel out.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty evident that it was after the whistle. But yeah, AJ has every right to be
still talking it over here. So yeah. Must be a back and forth. And now we've got Evan Whitmore signaling that it's going to be on Carn City.
Yep, there
yes.
it is.
Yeah, they've got him for the personal foul on Carn City. And nothing on the Owls.
Nothing. That's the hey.
So Gleason right vindicated
call.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job. That's going to bring him back. And so they were dropped for a loss of 8 on the sack. And then they got about 13 back, and it would have brought up a 3rd and 5. But this one is going to bring them all the way back to the 33. And it should be a 3rd and 23-yard situation for Carn City now.
Well, with the kicker that they have, I would say they're pretty close to field goal range.
Yeah. Boer gets set, fires, and it's going to be completed on the sideline for a gain of, looks like, about 8.
Yeah, interested to
Maybe 9. Go ahead.
Well, I'm curious to see what they're going to do here.
For the fourth and long.
Yeah, they're bringing in some big guys here.
Yeah, fourth and long, fourth and 14 after the gain of 9. Yeah, and they'll come out of the huddle here and
see
what they've got. They've got Rupp out to the left side and everyone else in tight. Man in motion. And let's see, Boer's going to drop back. He's looking out towards the right. A couple of Owls defenders there, but calling for interference. They haven't seen the flag yet. It was Gleason and Laktash trying to make a play for the ball, but
yeah, they got. I think it was an accidental trip up. They tripped up over each other, and the referee. It's a judgment call at the end of the day. So it was accidental.
That by the time that they were making a play on the ball, they had a few yards separation from the receiver. But the question is, why was the receiver so far away from where that ball was going? Something might have happened earlier in the route. But it was Gleason and Laktash who were both going up and making a play on the ball, one in front of the other. And then the Carn City wideout was a couple yards behind them.
It was tipped at the line, so there's no penalty. They're waving it off. That ball was tipped at the line.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say they were definitely making a play on the ball. There wasn't any a contact that was interference. So that'll be a turnover on downs. The Owls will take over at the 24-yard line, first and 10. And they do indeed hold Carn City to that one possession lead. It's still 14-7, Gremlins advantage. 3:05 left in the first half. Plenty of time for the Owls to march downfield here. Here's Reese with double twins. Takes the snap. Looks to the left. He's going to scramble out of the pocket. And he'll pull this one in and get a little bit of a gain on the feet. Nice job by Reese to get mobile on this one and turn it into a gain of about 3 yards.
Well, and Talon did a good job right there reading what the defense was doing, because the safety for Carson City, which I think is Micah Rupp, he was kind of shading over. They're doing deception. What it is it looks like they're leaving a man wide open. And what Rupp's doing is taking away the deep pass and shading that side. And Talon read it and attacked that side, which was a smart play to do.
It was also a nicely timed step up. Here is Laktash coming up on the right side. And I think he lost it.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, and it's going to be Carson City getting it back. So after the turnover on downs, we've got a fumble here. And Carson City picks it up. They'll take the ball right back. They were just pushed back, I guess, after where that penalty put them. They weren't pushed back very much. They're going to take over at the 33 for a first and 10. So deep into Bradford territory for this drive start. 2:21 left in the first half.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked that Carson City went away from what was working so well, and they're trying to get the passing going.
Yeah, they haven't really struggled at all with the run. They're running Boer again out of the shotgun. This one's going to be a keeper, though, and he is pulled down for no gain on the play. Nice job by the Owls to get in there quickly. It's Girdlestone. And
I think that was Girdlestone and Brandon Thompson.
Joe Carey.
Girdlestone and Carey?
Yeah, I think Carey got there first.
Carson City, 2nd and 10. They will abandon the shotgun and go back to under center. Sends a man in motion and then a pitch out to him in the backfield. He's going to be making his way to the sideline, turns up field, and it's good for a first down before being pushed out near the 15.
Yeah, that's they're going to get mark him out at the 21-yard line.
Okay.
He did tiptoe the line.
Still good enough for a first down by Carson City. 1st and 10 at the 21-yard line. And
where's big Jesse Taylor at?
A lot of time here for the Gremlins, who are approaching the red zone again with 1 minute and 41 seconds left. Two wide receivers on the right side. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle. But the Owls are there, and they bunch them up. Gang tackle near the it's going to be a short loss. 5 yard loss.
Yeah, and I think we saw a 5-3.
Yeah.
A 5-3 front, which we haven't seen much. I can't remember last time I saw the 5-3.
Not quite a 5 yard loss, maybe 3. Bring up a 2nd and 13. And let's see, back to the pass, and that one's going to be caught. And the Owls finally catch up and bring him down. Not until after he gets inside the 15. Going to be short of the first, I believe. But a nice little play there from Carson City to get Gehring involved.
Yeah, and Carson City took a timeout.
And that'll be our cue. 55.8 seconds left in the first half. Carson City leads 14-7 here on senior night from Parkway Field. We'll take a tax in timeout and be back with the remainder of the second quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax and timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Carson City comes out with a 3rd and short, about 2 yards to go for the first down. They've got just Rupp on the outside. Everyone else is in. Here's the run, and I believe that's going to be good for a first as Hess takes this one to about the 9 yard line.
Oh, they real quick. They're already lined up.
Yeah. Here's 1st and goal. Run brought down. Oh, not brought down. No, fighting forward inside the 5 and might be approaching the 2-yard line. I mean, really got some extra yards there falling forward. And Carson City will take another timeout. We'll keep it here, though, as we've just got about 35 seconds left. So Carson City fighting here to try to get the end zone one more time because they are going to kick off to start the second half, Cam. And the Owls need to find a way to come up with a couple stops here inside of 35 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, they caught the Owls on a branch right there, snoozing right there with that quick, getting out there, getting lined up. So they're going to have here probably two
plays.
Got
them with the old Peyton Manning.
Yeah, they're going to have two. That's what they're working on right now, is they're going to have two plays drawn up. If you don't get into the end zone, you're going to get lined up super quick, run another play because they only have one more timeout left.
Yeah, yeah, down to one timeout. They did get to the 3-yard line. And the Owls on this drive has gotten some pretty decent penetration on the defensive line. We've seen a couple tackles for loss. We'll see if they can hold them here to a goal line stand. Carson City in the diamond formation.
That's going
to
be a penalty against the Owls' encroachment.
Going to be an offsides there. As the Owls were just a bit too quick on the trigger, and that's going to put Carson City right on the goal line. But the officials are kind of chatting it over a little bit.
They are, and Carson City's backing up a little bit. Might have been a false start.
Signaled as, offsides. So that'll move Carson City up half the distance. So, 2-yard line, or maybe a yard and a half. And let's see if they go back to the diamond or the eye. It is the diamond formation. Boer, and it's going to be to the fullback. And it is in for a touchdown. Pass. His second TD of the game.
Hess is making a mess of the Owl's nest.
Wow.
You love
that
it?
That was something else.
that was some top quality stuff right there.
A 2-yard run there from Nathan Hess. Here's your extra point. Up and good. And Carson City score with 30.8 seconds left in the first half. So we will end up taking one more break after all. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Just 30 seconds left here in the first half as Carson City sneaks in for their third TD of the game. It's Nathan Hess's second TD of the game, this time a 2-yard run to make it 21-7. Gremlins lead here on senior night. They are slow to get out here to kick it away. The Owls set to return, and they will also return coming out of the locker room after the extended halftime, during which we'll see the Bradford Marching Owls.
I believe the Owls have all three timeouts, so there's a sense of urgency, but not everything has to be out of bounds. They can attack the middle of the field too.
Well, that and a nice return here would really go a long ways. Here's a squib kick and nicely jumped on there.
Heads up play by Evan Whitmore.
Yeah, Whitmore is able to snag it and bring it to the 49-yard line. So the Owls get to start right near midfield with 29.5 seconds left and all three timeouts. So we'll see if Reese and the Owls can find the end zone here and cut this back down to a one possession lead for Carson City before they head into the locker room for halftime.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got 29 seconds. You can attack the middle of the field. You can try to get A.J. Gleason. Here, this is A.J.'s time to step up.
Reese rolling out and launches one. It is caught for a first down, and they approach the 30. Down at about the 33-yard line is our guy, A.J. Gleason, who you just called out.
Yep, and he was. They said the ball came out. Everyone in the stands thought so. Not the case. AJ was down, but the Owls are going to use one of those timeouts, and that's fine. You have three of them to use. You're allowed
Not
to use them.
Not the case.
Not so fast, my friend.
18.6 seconds left in the first half, so the Owls will set up here first and 10 from the 39-yard line. And again, they have two timeouts left and 18 seconds left. So if you're calling the offense right now, Cam, what are you drawing up?
inside slant. AJ Gleason, you're going to send out routes to your two out receivers. Line AJ up in the slot, and you're going to run a seam route with Logan Kohler to stretch the defense.
And then what, Laktash on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
See if one of them can draw their big free safety, Rupp, who also acts as their wide receiver. And coming out of the timeout, we'll see exactly what kind of formation the Owls will go with. It looks like a double twins. Mm-hmm. Nope, he's going to send out Adkins to the left side for an empty backfield. So trips to the left, twins to the right. Empty backfield for Reese. Takes the snap, drops back, looks to the left. He's got Atkins short on the bubble screen. Atkins with a couple of good blocks up front, but he's caught by the turf monster and is tripped up inside the 30.
You know, he's got to have the record here at Parkway Field, the turf monster, for most tackles.
Turf monster holds the record for most tackles at Parkway Field?
Has to. And I don't even think it's relatively close.
Well, he's also had a lot more playing time than any, you know, four-year student.
Well, that's ageist, so.
So another timeout here with 11.9. That was a gain of about 6 yards on the bubble screen for Adkins. So we're looking at a second and four. That part doesn't matter quite as much, as they're not going to have time for three plays, I don't think, with only one timeout left. 11.9 seconds left.
No, you have the one timeout. The middle should be
looking for
open.
A chunk here.
Yeah, you're looking for a chunk, and then you are looking for your shot at the end zone after that. Which, in terms of chunk, I mean, you're at the 25-yard line, so if you can get down to the 10, you have a better shot. But Talon has to be protected on this.
28-yard line.
I'm so sorry.
Not the 25. You weren't even close.
I'm so sorry.
All right, here's Reese. This time he's got Adkins to his right side in the backfield. Double twins. Awaits the snap. Boy, if you could draw him off sides there, that'd be huge. Now it's going to be a dropped pass by Gleason. He was looking forward. You can see he had his eyes up.
He did the one thing you're not supposed to do, run without the football.
Yeah, and was looking at the couple of defenders he was about to run into and seeing if he could escape and get a couple more yards, but ended up going without the ball. So an incomplete pass, 8.8 seconds, third and four.
Ball's not lost. You can still hit a quick.
Yeah, nothing really changes here if you get the first down. And here is Cawley.
No, it's Kohler.
Or Kohler, rather.
Yep, and Kohler saved the timeout. So
yeah, I mean, Kohler gets to the sideline after the first down. He's down at about the 20.
So you get one play here.
Yeah, I guess, and the timeout.
You might take the timeout to drop a play.
Yeah, you could. 3.8 left, setting up first and 10 at the 20. Yeah, they will take the timeout. So they'll use the timeout for a few extra seconds here to drop a play. Clock was stopped, but they get the extra.
And this is the, I mean, what you're saying in the huddle right here, Jimmy, is you're talking to the linemen, so you gotta hold your blocks, maintain your blocks. And Talon's, they're going to have one receiver that's going to be going to the end zone. You're not going to send all four or five if they decide to put the running back out on it. You're looking, it's probably going to be targeted towards AJ or Laktash on this play, but you got to have them on separate sides of the field. And whoever's probably not being shadowed by Rupp is going to be the go-to guy in this play.
Now, they don't have like the established, you know, 50-50 deep guy. It has been Laktash at times. Isaiah Fitton has also been that guy. We've seen Gleason work more over the middle, but he's also the tallest of the wide receivers. But it's not like last year where you had Dalton Dixon. That was your guy you went to for a 50-50 ball. This one might be a little bit more questionable. So going with trips to the right side, and Laktash is the lone man on the left. Reese is going to step up, and he's got to keep it. Can't get to the sideline before time runs out. So the Owls, they end up gaining, 6 yards on the play, but they will run out of time there at the 14-yard line and unable to find that final play. They go into the locker room down 21-7. to Karn City. So we're going to take a quick break. And coming up is the Owls halftime show. That will include our scoring recap. We'll also go over our first half stats. And we'll hear from Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson during halftime with the AD presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Again, 21-7, Karn City leads here at halftime. The Owls will have the ball coming out to start the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns & Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
In Tandem is a leading provider of services to people with developmental disabilities and mental health concerns in Western New York. With all that's changed over the years, In Tandem's mission has remained constant: quality care, support, and togetherness. We are better together, and you may just be better with them. In Tandem is a major employer of direct care workers, nurses, and other human services professionals with new pay rates and a strong benefit package. In Tandem is a great place to build a career. Visit intandem.org to find out how you can make a difference today.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk with Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by the new office location at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service agency for over 80 years, now at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top-quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for the Bradford Owls halftime show on WESB Sports, hosting Carnes City on senior night. 21-7 here at the half. The Owls seniors were honored pregame for the football players, cheerleaders, and band members. Then we saw the Carnes City band pregame, which they did special this week because they ended up giving the Marching Owls the entirety of the halftime show here tonight. So all of the Owls extended halftime is dedicated to the Marching Owls presentation of Beautiful Nightmare, I believe it's called. So they're in the middle of that now. Now back to the field, though. Scoring recap. It's again 21-7 rather. Carnes City leads. They scored first as the Owls kicked it away. Carnes City was the first team with possession offensively. It was Nathan Hess. They got in close, and Nathan Hess was the first one to punch it in from the goal line, a one-yard touchdown run. The point after was good, and it was 7-0 early on in the first quarter. The Owls were unable to respond quickly, and they had to punt it away on their first couple of possessions. But eventually, they did score to even the game 7-7. Lucas Laktash matched Hess with his one-yard touchdown run from the goal line. Point after was good, and a 7-7 game to end the first quarter. We'll move on into the second, and Carnes City was able to answer back again for the one possession lead. It was Mason Martin from 5 yards out. The point after was good, and it's 14-7. And then the Owls, after a takeaway and a couple of good fortunes in their favor, but were still ultimately unable to find the end zone. And Carnes City was just before the end of the first half with about 30 seconds left. Nathan Hess gets his second TD of the game, 2 yards out, another run. Point after was good, and that brought us to our 21-7 score that we sit at currently. When we come back, the Owls will have possession. They were also able to get inside the 20 before the half, just ran out of time there before they were able to put another score on the board. So hopefully they can carry that momentum into the third quarter.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field during the Owls halftime show. And we just heard from Bradford Athletic Director Mike Erickson for halftime with the AD, presented by CJ Wallace Engineering in Bradford. Want to thank him again for taking the time to sit down with me earlier today. And a lot of, you know, it's an exciting time for the fall sports. We had Jake Franz wrap it up. You heard that ranked 43rd in the state for AAA at the state college Penn State White course. So congratulations to him. And he'll be playing in the playoffs for the soccer team this coming Monday night here at Parkway Field, hosting Dubois in the first round of the playoffs. And then the girls will take over. Boys and girls will both play as the girls get the first round bye. So exciting things going on there for the soccer teams and for Jake Franz specifically as kind of the new face of the Bradford golf team as well. Now we've gone through our first half scoring recap, and alongside me now is Andrew Truman, who is going to give us our first half stats. What do you got for us, Truman?
Thank you, Jimmy. So end of the first quarter, we had 7-7 on the board. End of half, 21-7. So very competitive in that first quarter. Mm-hmm, yeah. Starting to lose it, but still a very, very good game. Talon Reese has thrown 7-for-10 for 75 yards. Pretty good average. Troy Adkins with 4 rushes for 28 yards. Lucas Laktash has a 1 yard rushing touchdown. So that's 115 total yards so far with 6 first downs for the offense. And then defense, AJ Gleason with 5 tackles, a dog.
Yeah,
Evan Whitmore, 6 tackles and 1 fumble recovery. Isaiah Fitton giving us 6 tackles. Wow. And Lucas Laktash with that forced fumble, really making that first quarter competitive for the Owls.
Yeah, and the Owls have excelled kind of in the takeaways defensively here in the last couple weeks. They had, I think, 4, possibly 5 takeaways last week. They've got one here early tonight. And if they can keep that up, then that's obviously excellent. But have to follow it up offensively with some points on the board. As you mentioned there, Reese 7-of-10, obviously very efficient passing. Hasn't seen too much downfield yet, but hopefully that'll open up if he keeps taking those short shots. And then Lactash out of the backfield with the 1 yard touchdown run obviously gives them a few different looks as well.
Right. Talon Reese with six different receiving options. We have six receivers on the team.
Wow.
So he has a lot of options, and there's a lot of things happening, movement on the field that he's just got to see. And I'm very confident that he will see. Like I said, 7 for 10 with 75 passing yards. So he's looking really great tonight.
Not only is that an excellent completion percentage, but it's, you know, it's pretty good. Even though it's not a lot of offense overall, the yards per catch is pretty good. The yards per run at this point from Adkins is pretty impressive as well. It is 9 yards per run, or 28. Yeah, so 7 yards per run there. I mean, a nice job by the Owls. Just need to open it up a little bit, and almost found the end zone there. That kind of, you wonder how everything looks fairly clean, but unable to find the end zone. And it's because they effectively went the entire length of the field, but couldn't find the end zone before the end of the first half. So the Owls here are back out onto the field. Thanks again, Truman, for our first half stats. Appreciate it.
Of course.
And now we are back out and ready to go for the third quarter. Karn City kicks it up and away. And welcome back, Cam.
Glad to be back.
That one bounces at the 20-yard line and is picked up by Lactash. Oh. He's pushed in the back and in the wrong direction. So he ends up going 5 extra yards or so as he's launched forward by Karn City. He gets almost to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, he shot out like a missile right there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, and I might have missed it, but at about the 30, it looked like one of the gremlins pushed him from the back, and I mean, in an attempt to tackle him, but really launched him an extra 5 yards.
Yeah, they gave him a little yardage motivation.
So first and 10 from the 39-yard line, and looks like Reese will come out of the shotgun, hands it off to Adkins. Adkins trying to plow forward, and he's going to get a nice little gain of about 5 yards on the first play of the third quarter.
Yeah, that's what the Owls have to do. You got to stick true to the run game. You can't get away from it. There's no reason to. There's still plenty of time left for the Owls to come back, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
And second and 5 here for Reese. He's got trips to the right side. Takes the snap, drops back, looking to the left, and he's got Lactash in a slant route. For a first down, caught and brought down at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, these quick hits, like I said, if you're getting 5 yards every play, 5 or more, keeping the chains moving, you don't have to look downfield for the aerial shots. Everything will open up underneath, and then the second that Karn City starts moving their defenders up and their guys in coverage up, that's where you're going to get the one-on-one and letting Lactash beat the route.
Yeah, and that's one that we haven't seen a whole lot. They had trips to the right. Lactash was the only man on the left, which we have seen him line up that way, but then running that slant route and hitting him right at the hash mark really played out well, and I didn't see if that was Girdlestone or Thompson on the first and 10.
I think it was Girdlestone.
And it's going to be a gain of about 2 yards at the 45-yard line in Karn City territory.
Hey, and that's a good 2 yards as well, Jimmy.
Yeah, strong.
I mean, that's what you want. You want to have Karn City know that you're able to do it on both sides, because you want to have the defenders guessing on what the play is.
So the Owls looking pretty nice offensively here to start the third quarter. Reese out of the shotgun, trips to the right. Lactash, the lone man on the left side. He's going to drop back. And he's going to check down to Adkins, who is absolutely smacked at the line of scrimmage. Looked to take his time getting up, but I think it was maybe as much of a pride as anything else. He is coming out to the sideline, though.
Man, he took a shot right there.
Really hard. If any, wow. Yeah, he's shaking his head. He was asked if he was all right. He said, yeah, I'm fine. He's just going over to the bench. So maybe just shaking that one off. I mean, he was popped. Now, quick penetration there as the Gremlins get into the backfield, smack this one down, and that's going to bring up a fourth down. So all of a sudden, Karn City defense just turned it on.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of just seemed like the snap of a finger.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, well, you... they were doing well. They had the first down run. Second down ends up turning into that Atkins getting hit. And so third down maybe, you know, plays off the second momentum-wise and turns into nothing. So Laktash will boot it away. Punt called for a fair catch at the 23 or 24-yard line.
That was a nice little knuckleball punt.
Yeah, the fair catch was, they finally got the hint there. Can't keep letting the ball hit the ground, because Laktash really lets that thing, I mean, he gets an extra 10 or 15 yards out of it every time they let the ball touch. So they get the fair catch here.
Hey, if you're doing a draft between Dalton Dixon, that punter, and Lucas Laktash, the punter, who are you taking?
I mean, that's tough. At this point, I think I'm taking Laktash, but that might be recency bias. Dalton had a boot, but Laktash has so much value in that topspin. Here's a little run out to the left side that ends up turning into quite a gain for Carn City.
Well, I can tell you that the Owls fell for not the first fake, not the second fake.
Yeah, they really had the trickery going on that one. And it ends up going all the way to the 42-yard line for a first down for Carn City. And 9:05 left here in the third. And, oh, by the way, our third quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Angela DeFonso. Here's the handoff for Carn City, a run to the right side. And, boy, a lot of momentum stopped in a hurry there. But after a gain of 8 or 9 yards. And who's on the tackle there, Ken? Did you see?
Yeah, that was A.J. Gleason.
Yeah, but that makes sense, doesn't it?
He's vicious on the football field. And I don't like to give that out a lot.
He is a ruffian.
A vicious player. That's a vicious player. Well, if you're the Owls defense here, what you got to pay attention to, because where the linemen go tells the story, right? If they're going right, you know they're going right. If they're going left, they're blocking left. So if the Owls can figure that out.
So here's second and one. It's going to be a play action, he's got a man downfield caught, dragged down, but inside the 10. Yeah, fitting on the tackle. And it is... let me get back to my Carn City there.
That was it's, Cooper Coyle.
Yeah, Coyle. Cooper Coyle, number 25. I think that's his first catch on the night. Senior Cooper Coyle. And that one goes for a big chunk.
And that's the result of setting up the pass right there. Pound, pound, pound.
Yeah, and on the perfect opportunity too, where it's second and short, you really don't have anything to lose. Might as well take the shot here. They do, and yep. It's first and goal from the 6. Pitch out to the right side from the diamond formation, just kind of pounding their way down inside, short of the touchdown, but right near the goal line.
Yeah, in football, it's really a chess game, because what Carn City did on that previous play and that deep pass is, they sucked A.J. Gleason down to attack the box, and they ran a quick play action, which A.J. bit on, which left the over top wide open for Coyle. And that's kind of the chess matches. When do you bring A.J.? When do you leave? When do you have A.J. in coverage? Because you don't want A.J., that big of a football player,
right,
to not be involved.
So it's second and goal from the 2 now, and, almost walking right in is Carn City. And see if that was
12.
Was it 12? Yeah, it's Gehring.
Yep.
So Gehring with his first TD, but he was used a lot early on, especially. And he actually had the first run of the game. Gehring did. He had the first return on the opening kickoff. Here's the extra point, and that's good. Gehring's been used quite a bit, but he gets his first TD here from 2 yards out. And Carn City all of a sudden up by 3 possessions. Call it 28-7 with 7 minutes left in the third quarter. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of the Bradford Owls. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Back to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football, and 7 minutes left in the third quarter, coming out of another Carn City touchdown. This one, a 2-yard run by Nate Gehring to make it 28-7 here on senior night. Again, our third quarter contestant for Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is Angela DeFonso. Angela, if the Owls do score here in this quarter, you win a free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toji's Family Restaurant. If they do not score, you win a free lunch special from Toji's substation. Either way, though, you've already won. Be sure to go out and get entered today into Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Only one game left, four more winners on the season. Here is the kick caught near the 11-yard line and returned by Laktash. Little stutter step near the 30 to get a couple extra yards, but I think it popped loose. No, it was down maybe.
Yeah, I think he was down. He was trying to do a lot in that dog pile.
Yeah.
That was a pile up of bodies of flesh and bone.
Luckily, the Owls will hang on to it. Actually, forward progress will get him all the way to the 34. So a nice little return there. He got about 23 yards on that one.
Yeah, stick true to what you're good at, Talon. You got a deacon dunk. It's boring, but it works.
Trips to the right. And Laktash, the lone man on the left side. Atkins in the backfield. Bubble screen to the right. And it's immediately brought down, I think, Fitton or Gleason?
That was Gleason.
Couldn't see if it was a one or a seven. So Gleason on the bubble screen, wrapped up into the backfield for a loss of two by Nate Gehring.
Yeah, now Carn City has everything in front of them at this point because they know probably not going to run the ball, the Owls, unless it's short yardage and it's going to be passing. So they're going to drop probably 7-8 guys in the coverage moving forward.
Once you get that, that lead padded a little bit, and you can play with a comfortable lead. So this play whistled dead here, and I assume it's offsides. I didn't see much movement from the Owl side of the ball, but they are moving them back.
Yeah, they were showing blitz, and I think the Carn City guy got over, but didn't touch the Owl player and the Owl player
just made
flinch.
Him jump a little.
A little flinchy flinch.
So a little 5-yard penalty to make it 2nd and 15. And they are lined up at the 28-yard line. Reese drops back, looking right, looking left, scrambling to the right. Lets it go, almost intercepted, but knocked down by Gehring, who is everywhere right now.
The one thing Talon has to do is he doesn't have to roll right or left. And if he does, if he climbs the pocket, which is jumping up in
steps
the pocket,
up
like
it.
Steps up into the pocket, he's good to go. He can get the throw off, but he's going right or left. And that's what young QBs do.
Yeah.
They got to climb the pocket.
3rd and 17 now. Reese drops back, looking, scrambling, steps up, and he's hit in the backfield for a loss of a yard, maybe. And that's going to bring up a 4th and very long for Lucas Laktash in the punt unit.
Jimmy, that's what we call a covered sack. There's plenty of time for Talon to throw the ball, but
yeah, just couldn't get it out. Now, I didn't see downfield much if anybody was open or if everybody was well covered. Either way, that brings up a 4th and 18. Here's another boot by Laktash with another excellent Bradford roll, picked up at the 35-yard line. And boy, he's got room to go. He's at the 40, the 45, midfield. Coming the other way to the 40 and out of bounds, right at the 40-yard line in Bradford territory.
Everything about that special teams play seemed ugly, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Except for the actual kick.
Yeah, which is surprising because Lucas had a guy coming in scot-free to block the punt. I think probably the ball goes a little bit deeper.
Probably, yeah. It traveled well, but it's really the bounces that has been the difference maker for Laktash here as he's taken over punting duties. And that was picked up, what, near the 30, Cam? And brought all the way back to the 40-yard line in Bradford territory. Here's a throw on first down, and that's caught for a gain of about maybe 8 yards on that one by Gehring, who is terrorizing the Owls right now.
Oh, yeah. He's having a field day, and the Owls are playing zone there, cover 2 shell, and just found a little sweet spot. So Arizona sat down.
Gehring scored the last Carn City touchdown out of the backfield. Then on defense, he had a tackle for loss and a batted down pass. Mm-hmm. And now here he is with an 8-yard catch. And Buer works out of the shotgun with double twins. Drops way back and flips it over to the fullback. And that's going to be good for a first down. A little fancy footwork inside the 10 and walks into the end zone for another touchdown. Carn City strikes again. It's Nathan Hess with his third TD of the night, making a mess.
You know, this Hess is making a mess in the Owl's nest.
Wow.
Somebody said he's the best.
He did it again. Give it a rest, I guess.
I guess.
Where were they set up from that one? Near the 40, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's the extra point up and through, and now we're looking at 35-7, a four-possession game. All of a sudden, this one has started to get a little out of hand. It's 4:08 left in the third quarter. Carn City leads 35-7. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Living on a fixed income can be stressful. Luckily, the folks at Devoncroft State Farm are here to help you save on your insurance. Whether it's car, life, home, and anything in between, Devoncroft and her team are here to straighten out your insurance needs. They are local agents who care about you and our community. So visit the squad today at the old post office in Bradford and see how Devon and her team can save you money even with bundling. Call Devon for your free quote, 814-817-2086.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 4:08 left in the third quarter. And Carn City just scored another one. This one from 40 yards out, their longest touchdown of the night. Nathan Hess with the 40-yard run. And the point after was good, making it 35-7. Here is the ensuing kickoff.
Whoa.
It's an absolute boot, caught at the 10-yard line and returned by Atkins, I believe, to about the 27.
Roy Atkins on the return.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you got to...
Kicker's a monster. He's a weapon.
You got to start playing for pride here for the Owls. I mean, they got on the board, but they got to get something going with this offense. Because, I mean, you have a... Looking ahead to next week, you have a very winnable game against Kane. Pretty evenly matched up. So you want to try to find out what's going to work and what can work against the Kane Wolves.
Here's that same formation. Trips to the right. Laktash, though, falls down on the left side, and this one is almost picked off, but ends up falling after being batted down by Cooper Coyle.
My favorite thing about watching these high school athletes is they try to make everything into SportsCenter top 10. They probably didn't have to do a 360.
Yeah. Going all out, dude. Committing. Got to lay out. Here is Reese with split backs now. And it's going to be a handoff to Atkins. Going to go right up the middle. And a yard or two is brought down near the 30-yard line.
You know, the one thing I'm seeing that's non-football related, but seeing a lot of sportsmanship out here.
Okay.
Seeing Owls picking up Carn City players, Carn City players picking up Owls, and that's how it should be. They both respect the game of football. Love to see it.
It's all good on the field, brother. Here are double twins from Reese out of the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops back, looks to the right, and he's going to come to his running back out of the backfield, Atkins, who is going to lose a couple yards and bring up another fourth down.
Yeah, not much going on there. They're just trying to
nothing doing.
No, you're trying to get the balls in the hand and ball in the hands of playmakers and see what they can do in the open field. As this Carn City is efficient at tackling.
Nothing doing on third and long, so that brings up a fourth. Laktash will again have to punt it away. And he will get rid of it near the 20. It goes with a all the way to about the 38-yard line and returned out of bounds near the 45 in Karn City territory.
Love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I was just double checking. I don't want you to say things you don't mean. 2 minutes and 34 seconds left in the third quarter. Karn City still leads 35-7, currently in possession, first and 10 from the 45-yard line. The Owls defense will look to get some juices flowing again as they had earlier, especially there late in the second quarter.
You know what? They probably did. What was the exercises that Jeff Avina from the air was talking about? Kinetic stretching?
Kinetic stretching and some other kind of stretching. They did the wrong ones, you're saying? Maybe?
No, I'm saying Karn City did the right one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Here's carry on first down to go about a yard. It'll bring up second and a long nine. Yeah, kinetic stretching and... Man, I can't remember what the other one was now.
Me either. No one else does it. Shoot. Therefore, it's not important.
Well, see, the one you should do before a game, right? And the other you should do after a game.
Right.
Jeff Uvino, well, science.
Well, you don't want to stretch the muscles.
Would you call it body science, I think?
Yeah, body science. He's a body biologist, sports writer.
Here's second and long. And Hoor over to his man in the backfield. Little screenplay there. Not a lot going on. Maybe a loss of a yard to get back to that original line of scrimmage will bring up a third and 10.
Yeah, we need to see the Owls get better at breaking down to tackle because they're still even in the open field tackling high, and that's why Karn City
a lot of breaking tackles, Yeah, breaking tackles and the little juke moves that turn into a lot of extra yardage. Third and long here, and see if the Owls can come away with a stop, or at least, just hold them and force a fourth and, not a fourth and one. Then they can get the ball back here inside the third quarter. And
oh, he was not ready for the snap.
Boy, we had the Owls in the backfield there. Joe Carey created some disruption for...
I don't even think Karn City was ready for that play.
No. It didn't look like it anyways. It was Boer trying to escape Joe Carey, and it falls incomplete for a fourth and 10. So Adkins is set to return on the punt. It is up and away.
Holy.
Yeah, I mean...
Who is this guy?
Just a boot. Caught at the 15-yard line. Little stutter step from Adkins. He's wrapped up and brought down near the 19. His kicker is a weapon.
I'm going to draft on my fantasy team.
That's wild. Some high school teams barely even have kickers, They have guys that learn to kick part way through the season.
Right.
But when you have one that can do what this guy can do, it's an absolute difference maker.
It's unreal. Well, your mind's about to get blown because the punter's Eric Boer.
Wow. That did blow my mind. Good thing I'm wearing a hat. Here's first and 10. Adkins on the pitch out to the left side. Nothing doing. Another loss there of maybe 3 yards.
You know what I'd like to see is the running back screen that they were running earlier in the year that they were finding success with.
Yeah, they did stop doing that.
Yeah, I would like to see that brought back into the offense because they were getting good chunk plays at 8-9 yards on those.
They also used to run a lot more of those bubble screens as well. We still see it every once in a while, but not near as often. Used to see a few more shovel passes, but there are other things now that, just kind of traded them out. Absolutely. We see a lot more of the trips than we used to. And that's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter. As the clock ticks to 00, we'll reset with the final 12-minute frame and come back with the fourth quarter of the Owls senior night here. Week 9 hosting Karn City, who currently leads 35-7 with one quarter yet to play. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field for the fourth quarter. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. It's 35-7. Carn City leads here on senior night. The Owls trying to come up with something here offensively on second and long. And there's a flag on the play, but the pass is caught. And it's good for a first down if this stands, but the flag is in the backfield, which is problematic.
It's going to be an offsides, and the Owls are going to decline.
Okay, Logan Kohler with a nice he's been wiped out by penalties all year, so good to see him with his second catch here tonight.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I disagree.
False start. On the Owls, we'll bring that one back. So, again, Kohler has been wiped out. I mean, mostly for the last couple of weeks. He didn't play a whole lot the first half of the season, but, boy, that's a bummer. It seems to happen to him at least once a game. He's had a really nice catch and then just brought back immediately. So, on second and 18, we've got Reese with trips to the left. He's going to little shovel pass to his man Adkins. And it's a nice little gain of 4 yards or so. Doesn't help a whole lot with the second and long, but it does make a third and slightly more manageable.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get creative in the play calling at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. No, and I think that's where the Owls find success, though, is the not the traditional passing, so to speak, but these screens, shovel passes, just trying to catch the defense.
Here's third and 13. Reese trying to step up, and he was in some trouble early there. Almost had escaped pressure, but yeah, he went down, and he's a little slow to get up, but we've seen Reese. I mean,
Eldred game.
We've seen him shake off some big hits. Hits that looked a lot worse than that, but sometimes it's the ones that don't look as bad that get you. Luckily, he's going to come off anyways for the fourth and long. Lactash will have to punt it away. So the return man sets up at the 50, and the punt actually doesn't quite make it there. It's going to roll to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a hold on Carn City.
Yeah, I think it was their guy, Mason Martin, who is going to get called with this block in the back or holding.
Guess we'll see, huh?
We might. Yeah, depends. Our fourth quarter contestant for Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes is Brent Schoonover. Brent Schoonover, our fourth and final winner here tonight. If the Owls score in the fourth quarter, you win the free dinner off the Value Pack Meals menu at Toadie's Family Restaurant. If the Owls are held scoreless for the rest of the game, you'll win the free lunch special from Toadie's Substation. It's broken down. Jesse Kinney, our first quarter contestant, got the dinner from Toadie's Family Restaurant. Second and third quarter, Doyle Harris and Angela DeFonso both won the free lunch. And now we are left with Brent Schoonover. So good luck here, Brent.
Let's go, Brent.
And let's see. Carn City set to take over. Yeah, they did get the holding call, so that brought them back an additional 10 yards. They'll set up first and 10 from the 40 in their own territory. Boer sends a man in motion, and that's going to be a little run handoff on the right side. And number 21 there, Levi Hawk, getting his first few calls of action. Now, he was very busy early in the game. In that first quarter, it was all Levi Hawk. Then you remember, he ran for a couple big plays in a row, took off to the sideline, and it's been pretty quiet ever since.
I've literally been waiting since then to make that noise. So.
I recall. 7 yard gain there. Brings up a second and three. And Boer sets up again under center. Here's a handoff right up the gut. Bounces off the initial contact and then goes to the left side. Does Nathan Hess. This one looks to be about a yard shy of the first down, and that'll bring up a third and one at the 49. Here's a late flag.
That's going to go against the Owls.
Now, what gave that away to you?
It was the pointing by the referees towards the Owls. Okay,
all right. I was just wondering. Ooh, but now he's doing a double point.
Looks like he was doing the pocket right out there.
Trying to throw you off the scent. Hey, my guy.
Can you sing six lyrics from the Macarena? Macarena.
I can sing noises that sound like.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, there's one part that sounds like something Cosa Buena. I know that part.
Baca chacalaca.
Nope, that ain't it. There's no chacalaca. And in fact, you keep going back to chacalaca. Remember, you said boom chacalaca because you thought that was a thing.
Well,
it's not.
It's correct. So.
It's also not chacalaca in the Macarena, but that's okay. We've got 9:25 left to go in the game.
Offset and penalties.
That's why they're pointing to both sides. It all starting to make sense. The penalties will offset, and it will replay. Or will not replay because of the offsetting penalties. It'll bring up a third and one. And the result of the play
brings the third and one. Interesting. Hey, Nathan Hess, and he's going to be a problem to deal with for the next 4 years or 3 years because he's only a freshman.
Yeah, that's that is problematic. Here is the handoff on third and short, and that looks to be, somehow somebody, they were fighting for the first down yardage, and then all of a sudden he jumped forward about 4 yards, and I don't know how that happened. Darted out of a pile with an extra 4 or 5 yards to bring up a first and 10 from the 45 in Bradford territory. We're at 9 minutes left in the game. It's still 35-7. Carn City leads, and they are just... They're not getting like lucky, but boy, are they doing just enough to just keep the Owls kind of like the younger brother with your arm on their forehead and they can't quite reach you. Here's a pitch out to the right side. The Owls get to this one in the backfield, gang tackled after a loss of about 8. Jason Martin on the carry. Three. He's
wrapped up by Caleb Morey. Yeah, Caleb Morey. He's been a dog lately. Late on in the season.
Yeah, they put the group boom down on Mason Martin for a loss of 7 yards. Brings up a second and 17 from the 48.
Now watch big Jesse Taylor right here. Why you don't play this kid every play?
Hand off to the right side and he's off and running, tripped up, a possible touchdown saving tackle at the 34-yard line. Good for a first down. So after the 7-yard loss, immediately turn around and pick up about 18 yards.
Yeah, we're starting to see some of the seniors who don't get a lot of playing time. They're rotating in. I think Christian Jackson just came off the field.
Yeah, our Owl seniors recognized tonight. We've got number 7. Isaiah Finn, number 8, Troy Atkins, number 9, Greg Tyler. We've got number 11, Lucas Lactash. Here's first and 10 to run up the middle for a short gain. Boy, it might have gotten a little bit more than a short gain, maybe 5 yards on that one for a second and 5. We've got number 27, Nate Girdlestone. Number 52, Dawson Smith. Number 53, Caleb Morey. Number 55, Alex Gangloff. Number 56, Sean Farr. Number 61, Landon McGarry. Number 62, Jesse Taylor. Number 63, John Nellis. All being recognized tonight on senior night. Their last game on Parkway Field. Here's Rupp on second and short on the bubble screen. Little fancy footwork to pick up the first down and a few more for a first and 10 at the 21.
Yeah, some of these playmakers for Carson City, they're some big boys.
Yeah, Rupp is
the roster and just seeing the size of them.
Rupp there, the wide receiver, is tall and he's, you know, not a little guy, and but he has the quick feet. You know, built like kind of the prototypical wide receiver. There's a man in motion and right up the gut goes for about 6 yards on the carry, maybe seven. Mason Martin on that one. And we tick inside of 6 minutes now. 5:50 to go. Still 35-7. Carson City leads. This Owls, the senior group on the Owls now, has had one of the more, just a tough ride.
Oh, yeah.
Through their high school career. The COVID year. Here is second and four, and inside the 5 yard line are the Gremlins, and stopped just shy of another TD. And threatening a mercy rule here tonight.
Yeah, that was Nate Gehring again.
Yeah, Gehring's having a heck of a game as he's been all over the place on both sides of the ball. Plenty of work on offense, including a touchdown, and it's also got a handful of tackles, tackle for a loss, a batted pass. Gehring has proven a playmaker out here tonight, and here is a touchdown on a run up the left side off the left tackle. Finds the end zone, and that's going to make it a 34-point game, 41-7. The extra point will possibly put the Owls into the mercy rule here with 4:52 left to go.
Yeah, I think that was Cooper Coyle who got the touchdown for the Gremlins.
Yeah, here's a little chip shot for that point after, and that's good. It's 42-7, so we'll be in the running clock from here on out. And clock will only stop for scores, timeouts, change of possession, and official say-so. So 4:52 left. It's 42-7. Carson City leads. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over, from small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies. Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Back again to Parkway Field for Bradford Owls football. Just fell down. Another touchdown to Carson City. It is now 42-7 with 4:52 left. There's a squib kick jumped on top of at about the 30-yard line by the Owls.
AJ Lama.
So that's where Reese, the Owls offense, will take over. Attempting to put a few more points on the board here on senior night and close out their 2022 season, at least the home games of their 2022 season, on a slightly less sour note. At least they looked good in the first quarter, and actually ended the first 12 minutes. That first quarter ended with the score of 7-7, but Carn City has been able to pull away since then. Carn City takes a timeout here, so we'll take a Tax-In timeout as well, brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 Lewis Run, with the best handmade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. 4:52 left in the game here. Reese with split backs takes over on first and 10. Takes the snap, hands it off to Thompson. Thompson up the left side. That's a little bit of room there and fighting his way forward. And it looks like a gain of about 6 yards on the play.
Hey, that's the Jordy Thompson that I'm accustomed to seeing. Downhill runner.
You've grown accustomed to this Jordy Thompson?
I have, yeah. I'm familiar with this Jordy Thompson. Yes. Yeah.
Freshman Jordy Thompson, mm-hmm, getting a lot of playing time this year, which is, of course, excellent. Here's a throw on second, and it's caught near the sideline at about the 47-yard line. And who came away with that one? Was that Gleason again?
Ward.
Oh, Ward. Sean Ward. Or Adam Ward, rather.
Dog.
Sean Ward is, I don't know if they're related, actually. Both on the team. Adam Ward's the receiver, though. Sean Ward's a little bigger, plays on the line.
Hines Ward used to play for the Steelers.
Hines Ward's different family for sure. Here's first and 10, caught near midfield by Logan Kohler.
No penalty either.
No penalty. He gets to keep the 2 yard. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 8. They wipe out the 20, the 15s, but he gets to keep the 2.
You're allowed. Yeah.
Here's trips on the right for Reese. And one man to his right in the backfield as well. Laktash is alone on the left. Reese is going to step up. Keep this one. Little shimmy shake for the first down. He's still up at the 40. A nice block at the 30, the 20, and he's pushed out of bounds as he approaches the 10-yard line. And there's a late hit. Flag is already down. Reese delivers a huge run on 2nd and 6. Goes all the way inside the red zone. Takes a hit late, and that'll bring the Owls even closer. So a little sign of life late.
Yeah, and you got to see Talon's athletic ability there on full display. Yeah, he can scoot.
He absolutely can run.
56-yard block play of the night.
So that goes for the longest offensive play of the night for the Owls, a 36-yard run. And then after the penalty, he gets another half the distance to the goal. So it turns into a 1st and goal from the 7-yard line. Here's Reese looking to the right. He's got a man. It's caught, and they fall into the end zone. It's Ward again, Adam Ward, with a touchdown for the Owls.
Yeah, I think that's his first touchdown of the year.
I believe you're right. That's just based on memory, but a nice 7-yard play there from Reese to Ward. That results in the Owls' 2nd touchdown of the night. Here is the extra point. The snap, the kick, sneaks over the crossbar, and it is good. So the Owls get a late TD here. And finally, answer back to Carn City. It is 42-14 with just under 3 minutes left to go. Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889. And In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. Right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football. Just under 3 minutes to go here from the last 2022 game in Parkway Field, the Owls senior night. And they just scored their second TD of the night. Talon Reese found Adam Ward for Ward's first touchdown of the year from 7 yards out. Point after was good. Here's a kick. It was touched at the 30. And boy, he got absolutely walloped by A.J. Gleason.
Again.
Trying to go down to pick up that ball. And Gleason is like a football-seeking missile.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much like it's past A.J. Gleason.
Nine tackles, six of them were violent.
Vicious. Kid vicious.
Kid vicious. Wow. 42-14, Carn City leads, and they take over here first and 10 from the 26-yard line. And it's going to be a handoff to the fullback. Off the right tackle, good for a gain of about 4 to the 30.
Now we're seeing a lot of the twos then now for the Owls.
Yeah, some of the second team starts to come in. Same with Carn City, some of the younger guys.
No, we still haven't seen our number 18 yet.
Nope, not yet. I was curious if we'd get a look at him, but doesn't seem to be in the cards. Here is second and 6, and a pitch out to the right side. Run pretty effectively for what looks to be a first down, and just enough to move the chains at the 38-yard line.
That was freshman running back Owen Higginbotham. Higginbotham?
Say it again.
Owen Higginbotham?
Yep.
From
sounds about right. And I think we had John Nellis on the tackle, another senior getting involved here late for the Owls. First and 10. It's a run to the left side. A sweep out to the left. Good for the first. Across midfield and down in Bradford territory. As he goes out of bounds at the 47-yard line, does Riley Hamilton, the second-string freshman quarterback for Carn City, with a nice scramble there.
Set up by great block and by our guy, Jimmy.
Who is it?
His name is Jerry Coomer.
Oh, Jerry Coomer set it up.
Jerry
nice.
Coomer.
Number 18 fullback for Carn City.
Dog.
Here's first and 10. Pitch out to the right. Dragged down from behind by, I believe, Nate Girdlestone. Gain of 2.
A little WWE there. Looks like he did the running bulldog to him.
Oh, it wasn't Girdlestone. It was Dawson Smith. That was a 2, not a 7. Jersey numbers, you know?
Yeah.
They get you every time. Here's second and 8 from the 45-yard line. We are inside of 25 seconds left in the game. Left side sweeping out. Good for another first down and dragged out of bounds. Inside the 30 is number 28, Layla Colsey.
Mm.
Layla Colsey, another freshman with a nice run there. And that is going to just about do it as the clock keeps running here in the mercy rule. And that's the end of the game. Carn City ends up taking this one 42-14 is your final score. As the Owls were down here on senior night. Did get a couple of touchdowns, though. The first time scoring since week 6.
Yep.
So something to build on there for the Owls. The seniors here on Senior Night Honored pregame, have their last contest under the Friday Night Lights of Parkway Field. They will have 1 week left here in the 2022 regular season. It'll be week 10 in Kane to face the Wolves, but currently sitting at 0-9 on the season following the loss to Carnes City. Final score again, 42-14, and we'll take about a 2 minute break here and then come back with a quick post game show. We'll wrap up, do a quick scoring recap, our stats on both offense and defense for the Owls, and any final thoughts here from Parkway Field for the Owls. Senior night loss to Carnes City. Again, final score 42-14. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case and Sons, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Burns and Burns Insurance, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Team Minard, and In Tandem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket, and grab a Bud Light in the 16-ounce aluminum bottle for just $2.50. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to book your holiday party at the T. Dates are filling up fast, so call today. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car and the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City, PA.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winner's Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case and Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and In Tandem in Olean, enhancing the lives of people with disabilities through supports and services. Winner's Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long, right here on your season ticket, WESB Sports in Bradford.
WQXCM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here for the Owls postgame show on WESB Sports. The Owls falling here on senior night to Carnes City. The Gremlins win 42-14 is your final score. We've got the Owls stats on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, coming up, presented by Drew Truman. He'll be upcoming here in just a moment, and our statistician as well, who works diligently alongside us, Mark Irvin. But first, we'll do a quick scoring recap. Started off with Carnes City getting the first possession of the game offensively. They were able to drive field pretty quickly, and it results in a one-yard touchdown run by Nathan Hess. The point after was good, and it's a score of 7-0. But the Owls were able to march back eventually and tie it up before the end of the first quarter, with Lucas Laktash scoring from 1 yard out. Point after was good, and it was tied up 7-7 after the first quarter. So, so far, so good for the Owls, looking like it might be a close game and a good game. Unfortunately, though, Carnes City was able to score two more in the second while shutting the Owls out before halftime. Mason Martin puts in the first one from 5 yards out. The point after was good to make it 14-7. And then about 30 seconds before halftime, Hess gets his second touchdown of the game, this one from 2 yards out. Point after is good, and it's 21-7 heading into the locker room. After halftime, we come back out, get started with the third. The Owls have the first possession of the half. Eventually, though, they have to get rid of it after not being able to get downfield, and the Gremlins take over. Nate Gehring gets his first touchdown of the game. It's a 2 yard TD run. The point after was good to make it 28-7. And Gehring really started to take over after that point. Not only did he get that touchdown, but then on consecutive plays, he got a tackle for a loss and batted down a pass. And then a nice play on the other end of the ball after forcing the Owls to punt. the Gremlins bring it back, and Guerin gets a pretty big chunk out of the backfield there. Nathan Hess is the one that scores on the touchdown from 40 yards out, and the point after was good to make it 35-7. Then to start off the fourth quarter, Cooper Coyle has a one-yard touchdown run that puts the Owls down by 35 and thus starts the running clock mercy rule. The point after was good to make it 42-7. And from that point on, the clock only stops for change of possession, timeouts, and scores. Butch, the Owls did do one more time. They were able to effectively move the ball downfield. Talon Reese found Adam Ward for his first touchdown of the season. It was from 7 yards out. The point after was good, and that brought us to our final score of 42-14, and the Owls fall to 0-9 on the season. Gremlins improved, meanwhile, to 5-4. We're finishing up tallying the stats here for the offensive and defensive side of the ball for the Owls. Meantime, though, looking forward to the Owls Week 10 next week. Again, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on WESB Sports. The Owls will be hosting Kane. The Wolves have had some struggles this season, and they they have some numbers problems with how many kids they have on the team, whether that be through injury or whatnot, I'm not sure. They're currently up over Smithport, though, in the third quarter, 26-12. So it could easily go either way for the Owls. That could be a very good competitive game in Week 10. And they always play Kane well, at least in the few years that I've been around. So we'll see how that one goes. And I'm sure the Owls will want to come out quickly in that one as well. But Week 10, Friday night, 6:45 in Kane against the Wolves. So now we'll take a look at our stats here for the Owls on both offensive defense, brought to us by Drew Truman and our statistician, Mark Irvin. What do you got for us, Truman?
Thank you, Jimmy. So rounded out the game, Talon Reese, 15 for 21 on passing. He ended up with 103 yards and also 32 yards rushing. So
yeah.
You can't get mad at that. You know, he was out there balling, and you love to see it. Troy Adkins with 6 rushes on the game and 34 yards. And Lucas Laktash with that one-yard touchdown run early in the matchup. So that makes for 183 total yards for this game and 9 first downs for the Owls. And then switching it over to defense, A.J. Gleason ends the match with 9 tackles. Evan Widmore, 6 tackles, but he had that fumble recovery. Isaiah Fitton ended the game with 8 tackles. And Lucas Laktash with that forced fumble. Also, I missed for offense, Adam Ward. At the very end of that, it's great to see his first touchdown on the season. Adam Ward, 7-yard touchdown catch.
I think he had one earlier catch, too. I don't know. Remember how? 6 yards. Yeah. So, okay. So a couple of catches, 13 yards and a touchdown. Nice productive game there out of the junior, I believe, Adam Ward. Yeah, 11-year junior there. So nice game there for the Owls late and early. Couldn't put it together for the middle 24, but they end up with a loss here on senior night. I think some things to come away for some of the young guys. And meanwhile, the seniors had their last taste of Parkway Field. And ultimately fall just short.
Clear slowdown from the just the stats from the beginning of the match to the end of the game. You know what I mean? Clearly 115 in the first half to for total yards, and we ended up with 183. Same with first downs, 6 first downs in the first half with a total of 9 first downs by the end. So clearly kind of fallen off with point production. You could see it. Seemed like energy kind of falters as the game continues. Hopefully that's something the Owls can continue to work on. But other than that, you know, it was a good game.
Yeah. Bright spots. It's kind of been the story of the season, bright spots for the Owls, but ultimately unable to put it all together and come away with a win here as they fall to 0-9. Thanks again, Truman.
Thank you, Jimmy.
So we'll bring back Cam as we wrap things up here from Parkway Field. Just a couple of things left to do. First of all, we'll present the Collision of the Game, sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street. What do you got, Cam?
For the Collision of the Game, let's just kick it right back to the first quarter with A.J. Gleason with probably one of the biggest pops of the year.
Yeah.
On that. I think it was just a little dive on the inside by the running back, and AJ came out of nowhere, like a heat-seeking missile.
Yeah, well, remember, he's playing in the secondary.
Yeah,
he's playing. So he comes up out of the backfield.
So you give that man speed.
Yes, exactly. So he gets a full head of steam, and he ends up wrecking, I believe, their fullback. I think it was Hess. I'm not absolutely sure. But he ends up coming in with a full head of steam and just clobbering the guy. We talked about tackling from the top.
Yep.
It's what he did, but he did it so effectively that it didn't really matter all that much.
Yeah, if you just do it that way, it'll work every time.
It'll work every time. Yeah, absolutely. So congratulations again to AJ Gleason. I lost track of how many of these he has this season. Just about every game he's played.
6, 7, maybe.
He's missed a couple of games, but every game he's played, he's been awarded with the collision of the game. That, again, is sponsored by the Love Toyota Collision Center, 911 East Main Street in Bradford. Now, we heard Truman tally up the stats for us, and the only thing left is to name our Owls Model T MVP of the week, Cam. And what are we thinking here? I know we had Talon Reese with a good game. Blackdash had the touchdown. Adam Ward had the first touchdown. Obviously, defensively, it was the same guys, AJ Gleason, Lactash again. What do you got?
Well, if you look at it, I mean, you can look at it as who's doing things on all three phases of the game. So you kind of want to go Lucas Lactash. But at the end of the day, it was Talon Reese who had the better game.
Yeah, today. I think it was Reese's night.
He was efficient, and he ended up getting on the board with the touchdown pass. He had the big run there late in the fourth quarter, the 36-yard rush that set him up for that second touchdown. So, I mean, yeah, my vote would be Talon Reese tonight.
Yeah, I think it was Reese's night. I mean, not only did you say, like, the ball flowed through him, obviously there's only 14 points put on the board, but it all runs through Reese. And tonight he was very efficient. He didn't throw a lot of incomplete passes. And we saw a little bit of the footwork, which we don't get to often see, but a 34-yard scramble or whatever was the longest play of the night from Reese. Plus he gets the two touchdowns, no turnovers from him. So a nice clean game from Talon Reese here in the loss. Sophomore quarterback Talon Reese. Don't forget that. We've still got two more years with this this young man who is developing quite nicely here over the course of the season. So that is the Owls Model T MVP of the week, Talon Reese, sponsored by the Model T in Derrick City. Way to go. And that does it from us here at Parkway Field. Again, the Owls fall to 0-9, and we'll be back once more next week in Kane with a 6:45 pregame next Friday night. For Cameron Snodgrass, my color commentator, my statistician, Mark Irvin, my intern joining us tonight, Drew Truman, and our producing engineer, Igor, I am Jimmy Kelts, and this has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.